This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations Security Council adopted a resolution on Monday demanding an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants Hamas after the United States abstained from the vote, sparking a spat with ally Israel.
The result of the voting is as follows. 14 votes in favor, 0 vote against, 1 abstention. The draft resolution has been adopted as Resolution 27-28-2020.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the failure of the U.S. to veto the resolution was a clear retreat from its previous position and would hurt Israel's war efforts. An Israeli law that grants exemptions from military service for ultra-Orthodox Jews is due to expire at the end of the month, paving the way for their possible conscription. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Since the beginning of the war in Gaza on October 7th, Israel has called up nearly 300,000 reservists. This was in addition to the regular standing army, in which almost 90% of Israeli Jewish youth serve. In contrast, among ultra-Orthodox Jewish young men, only about 3% are drafted into the Israeli army. This almost blanket exemption from the draft was granted to the ultra-Orthodox so they can study the Torah in religious institutions instead of doing military service. But it is now the subject of heated public debate. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
President Vladimir Putin on Monday acknowledged for the first time that radical Islamists were behind last week's attack on a concert hall outside Moscow, but suggested they were linked to Ukraine somehow, a claim that Kyiv has rejected and called absurd.